T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Show and Vern. Someone stepped up? Brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at kclend.com.
Get to it coming up in just a moment, but we will be flying solo here for the next 60 minutes, even though I do have a sneaky suspicion that Jay Binkley is trying to hit up that hotline to complain about the outlawing of the Oklahoma drill and bull in the ring and everything else that the NFL has said. Hey, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't be doing those drills anymore.
But they don't want to change the overtime rules. Makes a lot of sense.
I don't see how those two things are comparable, to be quite honest, Steve. Nice to see you ready to go right out of the gate with a silly comparison like that. What does one have to do with the other? Whatever.
I just didn't know that they were still running those drills at the NFL level. Feels a little juvenile to me anyways. But they're also not on board with making overtime better.
What's juvenile about the overtime rules?
No. Running the Oklahoma drills and bull in the ring at their level seems a little ridiculous when you're working with world-class athletes.
I agree, but what does that have to do with the overtime rules?
Well, it's not shocking that they're still doing this at the NFL level when they don't even want to make the game better by changing the overtime rules.
All right, we got Quality Steve today, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have Ron, but we have Quality Steve. We only have 60 minutes. Cody Tapp takes over at 11 o'clock, getting you ready for a day-night doubleheader. I-70 series, Royals and Cardinals right here on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio. We will get to why Ron isn't here today. I got to formulate exactly how I want to explain why he's not here. I don't want to start with that. I do kind of want to start with the NFL and why I think, even though a lot of old school football fans are likely annoyed at some of the new rules implemented by the NFL or new rules that are going to be implemented by the NFL, I think Chiefs fans, old school football fans that also call themselves members of the Chiefs Nation, I think you should be celebrating. Because in 2019, man, maybe I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, I can admit it. I've told you earlier this week, I'm ready for week one right now. Do I want them to go out and add a piece? Would I like a second tight end or a cornerback or a running back? Of course, we all would. But I'll go to battle with this team right now, this Chiefs ball club. But Chiefs fans, it's my opinion that this team is going to be a lot more old school in 2019. And I think all football fans at heart are old school football fans. Most of us, all of us, I mean, there's not many 8-year-olds listening. Most of us grew up with, you know, the safety taking you out over the middle of the field. You know, concussions just kind of being swept under the rug. Now, whether we like to admit it or not, that was the football that we fell in love with. The Lawrence Taylor, let's go out there like a bunch of crazed dogs. That's the Ronnie Lott, the Steve Atwater, those headhunters, the Christian Okoye in the backfield, the headhunters. Those are the guys that we grew up with. And I think Chiefs fans, maybe the Chiefs and what, 3, 4, 5 other teams in the NFL, I think the Chiefs are going to be a lot more old school in 2019 than what they were just a season ago. You know, last year when I think about that 2018 Chiefs ball club, it was also very new for a lot of us, right? So very new to have that franchise quarterback and a guy like Mahomes doing things that you just don't see many quarterbacks, or you haven't seen many quarterbacks do. But I think in 2019, you're going to see a different Patrick Mahomes. And what put me in this mindset, and again, this is why I prefaced it with maybe I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. But the Chiefs released two videos from day one of OTAs yesterday. And I'm talking like 6-7 second videos. And it got me all sorts of Chiefs horny. One video of Tyrann Mathieu kind of directing things on defense. And another one of Frank Clark hitting the sled. And when I look at Tyrann Mathieu, he and Frank Clark are both guys that even though they got paid, I don't think that drive, I don't think that dog ever leaves them. Right? If you got a few guys on this team that start going through the motions, don't play with that ferocity that it takes to win a Super Bowl. But Tyrann Mathieu's the kind of guy that I think can get in your face and remind you what we're playing for. Remind you what's on the line. Tyrann Mathieu, Frank Clark, those guys seem like some headhunters. Headhunters in a good way. Not that they're trying to maim or injure anyone. But man, this is how I provide for my family. One of those kind of headhunters. You know what I'm talking about. Guys that are talking about millions of dollars, but still treated as, oh, you're taking food off my kid's plate. Some football killers out there. That's how I look at Tyrann Mathieu and Frank Clark. They're out there going for your neck. They want that win by hook or by crook. And man, if you couple the Honey Badger with Frank Clark, Chris Jones, who we all agree or we all assume is going to get paid, I don't think Chris Jones all of a sudden lets up after being paid as one of the top three defensive tackles in all of the NFL. No, I think he's out to prove it. I think he's out there with the motivation coming from Frank Clark and Tyrann Mathieu. I think you see the best of Chris Jones. I think you see a guy that is now, just now, I know what he did last year, but just now entering his prime. Couple all of that with Darren Lee, contract year. Kendall Fuller, contract year. Bashaun Breeland, contract year. Now, you can poo-poo what those guys have done previously in their career all you want. But when it comes down to getting paid, getting that long-term contract, which is exactly what Darren Lee, Kendall Fuller, and Bashaun Breeland will be playing for this season. And then you throw in some rookies like Colin Saunders, and Juan Thornhill, guys that are going to be thrown into the mix with true leaders like Chris Jones, Tyrann Mathieu, and guys around them that are explaining the business to them and what it takes to go out there and get that long-term contract. Man, I think you see some old-school dogs on the defensive side of things this season. That coupled with a Patrick Mahomes that now knows that you know he's one of the greats. A Patrick Mahomes that now is solely focused on one thing, and that is legacy. And legacy is about what? Winning championships. Man, I think you're looking at a Patrick Mahomes in 2019. I know, 23 going on 24. But I think you're looking at a Patrick Mahomes that's out for blood this season. I think you finally, it's his second year. I think this season, we see the killer in Patrick Mahomes. You saw it on occasion, right? I think you saw it against Denver, on that road game in Denver. I think you saw it in the AFC title game when we hear stories about Mahomes in the locker room saying, I'm going to put up 31 in the second half. I'm going to put up 30 in the second half. You guys need to help me. Man, that defense, along with a quarterback that's out for blood, I think the old school football fans, yes, it's a tough day that the Oklahoma drill has been scrapped by the NFL, but old school Chiefs fans, I think you're going to be quite happy with this. I think you are going to love the 2019 Chiefs. Also, I think you're going to love the reason why Ron the Show Hughley is not here today. I don't know any other way to put it, Serta, other than Ron has been going to the bathroom a lot, uncontrollably, And on his way to work today, crapped his pants, had to turn around and go back home.
Off the rundown.
Okay, sure. Off the rundown. Hey, we got a sponsor now. Off the rundown brought to you by the NHRA. Catch the Menards NHRA Heartland Nationals June 7th through the 9th at Heartland Motorsports Park. House of Speed will give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Menards NHRA Heartland Nationals coming up before we get out of here at 11 o'clock. But yeah, that's the only way I can really describe it. He started texting and calling us, being way too descriptive last night.
It started yesterday. And I just never really acknowledged it because I was like, man, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that.
And then it just continued this morning. I really thought he was going to storm in here last minute. Thought he was going to, you know, make us think he wasn't going to show up and then act like he was coming to save us
sure.
or something.
Yeah.
Because that's what he does. But apparently it's a serious thing that he is dealing with.
Oh, it's very serious. And I hope I don't sound like I'm being sarcastic or flip. But yeah, he's having, you know, something's going on inside of him. I don't know if he ate something or if he's just under the weather. But on his way to work today, he had to stop off at a grocery store, go to the bathroom, didn't get to the bathroom in time, and decided to say, you know what, I'm not going to do it. So I think, you know, show's one that always talks about Show and Vern family. I don't think we need a hashtag or anything. But if you could, reach out to him on Twitter, at Ronnie H. Show. Wish him the best. Give him some advice.
And if it were me, I would have just powered through the 1 hour so I don't have to waste a sick day. You know, I got a short show today, but
it does seem like a waste. I will give you that.
But
it,
I mean,
it's 60 minutes.
He felt like he really couldn't make it in.
And, you know, with commercials, it's like 40, 50 minutes. You got plenty of commercial breaks. You could go to the bathroom, but that's fine. That's fine. If you would, reach out to Ron. Lend him your support as a member of Show and Vern family. And, you know, just let him know, hey, man, we all poop our pants. We've all pooped our pants at some point in our life. I have, Serta has, Show did earlier today. Coming up, your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Menards NHRA Heartland Nationals. Your chance to win $1,000 coming up at 10:30. But when we get back, the NFL draft appears to be coming to Kansas City. So time is ticking. Guys, are we ready?
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Welcome back, Show and Vern. With you until 11 o'clock, your next chance to win $1,000 in the National Cash Contest is coming up at 10:30, just 14 minutes from right now. You're just about 5 minutes away from getting a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Menards NHRA Heartland Nationals. Quick shout out to our guy, Steven Serta. Check out 610sports.com. Serta is our resident fantasy football expert. And he ranked the quarterbacks for this year's draft class.
I did my fantasy quarterbacks headed into this draft season, getting you started early. I will also have a podcast at some point today just talking about my top 10 quarterbacks. And Patrick Mahomes is not number one.
I was really passionate about that list. I think you had at least 5 of the top 15 completely wrong, including where you have Baker Mayfield is way off base.
Nope. Accurate. Could be one of the best offenses in the NFL.
We'll see about that. Actually do want to talk about that Cleveland Browns team. We'll get to that coming up in 20 minutes. Speaking of Patrick Mahomes, this from the Protein House, Eat With A Purpose text line 69306 and listener 69306. They write, sure hope you guys can admit it if Pat Mahomes is not good next year. He's only been in the league one season. If he played for anyone else, you guys would be screaming to hold your horses. Thanks for the text. I understand where that comes from. But, you know, first of all, I don't really have that tie. I haven't been waiting my entire life for Patrick Mahomes. I didn't grow up a Chiefs fan. Man, the thing with Patrick Mahomes, I understand your point of it's only been 1 year and isn't it about sample size in professional sports? I get that, but my eyes tell me a different story. My eyes tell me the same story that my eyes told me a few years, a full season, better put, a full season of Aaron Rodgers. And I was covering that Packer team. I had a co-host that said, man, this guy's a Hall of Famer. And I responded that same way. Let's hold our horses. I know what the eye test tells us, but I need to see him do it a little bit longer. Man, I'm not making that same mistake twice. I know what my eyes see. I know what I saw last year from Patrick Mahomes. Now, was he aided by the offensive genius of Andy Reid? Of course. But even if you remove Andy Reid now, if you remove Andy Reid right now, I still think Patrick Mahomes is one of the five best quarterbacks in the NFL. I don't think that changes regardless of quarterback. Now, he came into a great situation. Learning behind Alex and the tutelage of Andy helped put him in a position to be the MVP at 23. But moving forward, no, I guess anything can happen and injuries can change the scenario rather quickly. But I have a hard time buying that we're going to see the kind of regression from Patrick Mahomes that would make me regret my giddiness for him going into the 2019 season. The Chiefs, according to Ian Rappaport, the Chiefs' overtime proposal will be reconsidered next year and may be implemented in the future just for the playoffs. They'll spend the next year figuring it out. That, again, from Ian Rappaport. I'll translate for you. They're not going to change the overtime rules. They expect by next year you'll forget about it.
Well,
next year they're hoping that the AFC or NFC title game or the Super Bowl isn't decided by overtime and you'll move on from it. Because the answer is, look, we just got rid of the Oklahoma drill. They're not. The answer is never more football. The players' union knows that the answer is never more opportunities for concussions. So they kick the can down the road, and like most things in this country, we will eventually move on. We will eventually give up hope or stop caring about it. Because the reason why a lot of us care about it is because it directly affected the Chiefs.
I don't think Andy Reid's going to forget about it, though. I think Andy's going to keep
pushing. If he wins the AFC title game next year because he benefited from this overtime rule, I think he will forget about it. I think it's the call of a loser when you complain about the rules.
I agree, and I'm never one to complain about officiating or blame the loss of a game on a penalty or something like that. But I do think they should change the overtime rules. I think they're fine in the regular season. I'm perfectly fine with how they're set up in the regular season. But the postseason should have its own separate set of rules because what's happening in the postseason directly affects what a team has been working for the entire year. So it should have a different set of rules.
But is it? I don't know if I want to get into this conversation with you, to be quite honest. It's football. Make a stop. Again, I think Carrington hit it on the head yesterday on the drive. If the roles were reversed, there wouldn't be a soul in this country outside of Boston saying, man, we got to start making things fair for the Patriots. I think we're complaining about it here in Kansas City because we want to retroactively go back and allow Patrick Mahomes a possession in that overtime. All you had to do was make a stop on third down, and the Chiefs' defense was unable to do that. Also going on at these owner meetings is, and this from Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated, on the agenda at today's NFL spring meeting, a discussion on awarding the 2021 draft to Cleveland and the 2023 draft to the city of Kansas City. We were just in Nashville for the draft. Serta, you've been to the draft, as you let it be known over and over again. You went to the draft in Chicago as well. So you've now been to two of the last four drafts. You are our resident draft expert as well. 2023, a lot can happen, sure. But what are the steps needed to get Kansas City ready? Because it's not as if things are going to get closer to one another. It's not as if the Plaza and P&L are going to be side by side. That distance to me seems almost as if it's going to be impossible to overcome.
Well, I just think that they have to figure out hotels, transportation, things like that. And Nashville was kind of a unique city in the fact that they don't necessarily have a lot of public transportation either. But that whole strip on Broadway where everybody was kind of self-contained and they had the stage as the end of the run.
Right.
We don't really have anything like that here. Like, they're going to do it all outside, I would imagine, moving forward, because...
And that Broadway street that Serta mentions, it was lined with bars.
Yeah.
So if you bring up the plaza, everything that's lined with J. Crew and Victoria's Secret.
Everything for, like, a couple of miles is just bars and restaurants.
Right.
And then you go a block over, and it's a whole nother mile, 2 mile long street filled with bars and restaurants. Like, we've got Power and Light, but Power and Light's like a block. That doesn't really work when you're trying, when you need to fill places up. So you could do it in downtown Kansas City, but I feel like it's going to have to be spread out a little bit here. Now, by 2023, I would imagine they're banking on a new airport terminal, streetcar extension. So all of those are enticing things that you could say could help them get an NFL draft here, but I think we're still a long ways away from that.
Yeah, luckily we are. Both figuratively and literally a long way away from that. 4 years is a long way, but I mean, you guys know how much, how quickly time can fly. Look, the airport, the streetcar, yeah, hopefully those two things are addressed. I'm worried as to whether or not Kansas City is going to be able to deliver the kind of draft that the NFL has come to expect. Now, you got 4 years. But I do. I wonder. Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. How different will Kansas City be in 2023? Is it truly going to be ready for some sort of NFL draft? Now, it's not official. Again, they are discussing it today. Also, a draft in Cleveland in 2021, which sounds like absolutely no fun. All right, I want to give these tickets away. A pair of tickets to the Menards NHRA Heartland Nationals, June 7th through the 9th at Heartland Motorsports Park in Topeka. Don't forget to register online at 610sports.com for your chance to win the Nitro VIP experience with John Force Racing Team meet and greet and Inside the Ropes tour of the pits. So right now we'll do caller number 8 to 913-576-7610. That's caller number 8. 913-576-7610. You win a pair of tickets to the Menards NHRA Heartland Nationals. Newsflash.
Serta's Newsflash.
A New Orleans man was arrested after allegedly trying to extort Kansas City Chiefs safety Tyrann Mathieu for more than $1 million. WDSU reported that it obtained a federal affidavit in which Jervon Sears is accused of asking Mathieu for $1.5 million deposited into an account while threatening to provide the media with allegations of sexual misconduct.
Yeah, sad and strange, not strange story. I mean, you hear about these things often when it comes to celebrities. The first one that always comes to my mind was David Letterman being extorted by that woman. Yeah, it's sad, especially when you hear it's a family member. It's always sad when you're reminded how much money can change people, right? The love of money, that is the root of all evil. And this coming out, what, 24 hours after Tyrann Mathieu proposes to his now fiance? Yeah, sad story. Hope everything works out well for the Honey Badger. All right, coming up in 2 minutes, your chance to win $1,000 in the National Cash Contest. We also have your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to Rivalry Renewed. But first, $1,000, your chance to win it. It's coming up in 2 minutes.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Congratulations to DJ in Blue Springs. DJ is the winner of a pair of tickets to the Menards NHRA Heartland Nationals coming up at the beginning of June. Your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to Rivalry Renewed at Silverstein Eye Centers Arena coming up before we hand things off to Cody Tapp at 11 o'clock. I'm Josh Vernier. That is Steven Serta. Ron, the show, Hughley is not here today. Only a one-hour show today, and Ron could not fight through. Ron has some sort of issue going on inside of him. He's been going to the bathroom, as he has kept us updated for the past 20 hours. He's been going to the bathroom, as he put it, every 4 minutes. Cracked his pants today on the way to work and decided to not come in. So if you could, reach out to him on Twitter. Lend him support from Show and Vern family. My mom has already reached out to him and said he should drink some Sprite. If you have remedies on how he can stop defecating in his pants, I'm sure he would appreciate it. You can find him on Twitter at Ronnie H. Show.
Been very revealing about his butthole today.
Yeah, he sure has. He sure has. Yeah, he called me to explain to me what was going on.
He called me, too. I didn't answer.
Is that right? Yeah. All right. Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. Listener 0069, where should we send show? Some depends. Listener 3.14, sounds like there was a keto slip-up involved here. Yeah, it sure does. Yeah, I have to think that my man... broke keto once again, went to some fast food place, and it has come home to roost, if you know what I mean. Hey, we mentioned the Browns earlier. I'm listening to The Drive yesterday. Great conversation about Gerald McCoy, Carrington, Sean Levine, discussing, three of the teams that we've heard a lot about when it comes to what, six-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Gerald McCoy. I thought... their conversation was great as they focused it on the Patriots, the Browns, and the Chargers, and how all Chiefs fans should be rooting for Gerald McCoy to go anywhere but Los Angeles, New England, or Cleveland. New England, of course, because New England is still the pinnacle of the NFL. That's the team you're eventually going to have to beat if you want to win that Lamar Hunt Trophy and ultimately the Lombardi Trophy. The Chargers, sure, you face them twice. You never want to see a division rival get better. But the Browns, and maybe this is just something that I'm alone on, but there's no way I'm going to fear the Cleveland Browns until Kareem Hunt comes back. Serta, I know that's your squad, John and Kitchens and Baker and the gang. And I like the moves. I like the moves that they've made defensively. You have to like the idea of bringing in Odell Beckham Jr.
And if they get Gerald McCoy?
Ooh, but I'm not going to be scared of them.
Miles Garrett, Olivier Vernon, Gerald McCoy, Denzel Ward.
Okay, I don't need their whole damn roster.
They
right
got
now.
Rid of that kick returner, Jabril Peppers.
Okay,
they got now, real now
you're
safeties.
Just trying to hurt me with that because you know Jabril's a Michigan man and I love him. And it's not even Freddie Kitchens. I've heard Ron's brought that up before. You know, Freddie Kitchens going opposite Andy Reid. Yeah, I'll take Andy Reid in that. But to that, you know, Freddie Kitchens not only doesn't intimidate you, and you're always going to have that head coaching advantage, but man, Baker Mayfield just doesn't do it for me. I've been wrong before on quarterbacks. So I'm not saying that I'm any sort of expert on quarterback. I don't know. Maybe I'm alone on that, but Baker Mayfield needs to win a big game or show me the ability to win a big game. I'm sure Serta's about to go on about how accurate he is.
One of the most accurate quarterbacks in the NFL.
I don't give a damn about your accuracy. What do you do in
the
fourth quarter?
Of Mahomes and Drew Brees.
Okay, well, I've seen Mahomes throw it with his left hand. I've seen Mahomes make that 49er play. I've seen Mahomes go to Denver and win a game single-handedly. I've seen him go to New England and ball out. I've seen him win big games at home and on the road. Baker Mayfield hasn't played in a big game. Baker Mayfield's lauded because he won games, plural. That's it. Cleveland's such a sad sack organization that winning two games and Baker Mayfield's treated like he's the second coming of Otto Graham. I don't give a damn about Baker Mayfield. Win something. Now, when Kareem Hunt returns, then they'll get my attention. But only then. You get Kareem Hunt for November, December. Okay, we'll see what that kind of offensive freak can bring. But right now, and let Cleveland add Gerald McCoy. I'm not sweating him whatsoever. He's Baker Mayfield. He's not in that Mahomes. He's not in that Aaron Rodgers category. Not yet. And speaking of Aaron Rodgers, Serta, I did want to congratulate you and thank you. You know, it's always more difficult when there's no Ron. But for you not to hijack that newsflash and go on and on about Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, who just dismantled Game of Thrones finale yesterday at his locker. If you missed this, I can't imagine Steve did. But Aaron Rodgers had some thoughts on Game of Thrones, and I wasn't sure, but I was, man, I swore I heard Serta's erection.
Were you satisfied with the ending of Game of Thrones?
No. You come down to the end, and Tyrion says, the person with the best story is Bran. Who, by the way, three episodes ago said he wasn't Bran Stark anymore. No, Jon had a better story. Dany had a better story. Arya had a better story. Sansa had a better story. Tyrion had a better story. Varys had a better story.
Get him, man.
Bronn, a lot better story. Jaime, better story. Cersei, probably better stories.
That's why I love you.
Any Baratheon, better story.
And he goes on for like another 30 seconds after that. You can't wipe the grin off of Steve and Serta's face right now. I was around Aaron Rodgers for the first 4 years of his career. I've never seen him that relaxed. He's normally a pretty cool guy, but I've never. Sir, I was just giving you credit, and now you're gonna.
Did someone say pretty cool guy? Because that's what we got. Pete Sweeney here.
What's going on, Pete?
Sweeney and Vern, baby. Hey. So you started this segment with the Browns. Was it the Cleveland Browns? Or are we talking about the show kind of Browns?
He said he threw the underwear away at the grocery store.
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting. Hey, Pete, why don't you do Serta a favor and bring up Game of Thrones to Patrick Mahomes when you get a chance to take in OTAs this week?
I can't do that. I'm a true professional, as you know, and there'll be other people, I'm sure, that are willing to ask Pat about Game of Thrones. I'm not going to do that. You know I love my guy Steve. Love the nerda.
You know he's a Game of Thrones fan, Pete.
GOT, as they call it.
The Packers media brought it up to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is closer to the Hall of Fame than Patrick Mahomes is.
No doubt.
Why can't you bring it up to Pat? I think the people would love to hear what Patrick. And by the way, this is Pete Sweeney of Arrowhead Pride. In case you don't know who Pete is,
they know. Kathy does. No, I would say this. I mean, I think it'll be brought up. I'm just not going to be the guy to do it. That'll get done. I'm just not going to be the guy to do it. Again, I just wanted to say, always thankful for you having me on. Steve told me earlier this morning you called in. And I was thinking, again, I know we've talked about this before, but I got some new ideas on show names for us. Could either go with the classic Sween and Vern, which, make a lot of sense. How about P&V?
Sounds gross, man. That sounds like penis and vagina. That's what I think of as penis and vagina.
P&V.
Yeah, no.
How about Pete and Vernie? Pete, like Bert?
I don't like Vernie. I'm not looking for new names.
High Noon Show with Sween Steve. Featuring Vern.
Stupid name. We're not looking for names. Pete, get out of here.
An hour of Verning desire.
That's not bad. But
the
no.
Pleasure hour. The pleasure hour.
How many more do you got, man? How many more do you got?
Thank you for listening to P&V. We got Steven Serta, Dimples himself, producing this bad boy. Just think of the things we could do together.
I don't want to. I want to go to a quick commercial break, all right? That's Pete Sweeney of Arrowhead Pride, who will not do what you want him to do, which is ask Patrick Mahomes about Game of Thrones. Why are you even here?
This is P&V. We'll be right back.
Show and Burn, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
All right, I'll give you a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to Rivalry Renewed at Silverstein Eye Center's arena as the KU alums take on the MU alums. Do that in just a moment. You guys ever have those moments where you are freaked out by modern technology or social media? So during the break, I just did a quick search on Twitter. I just typed in Ron's handle to see what you guys have been saying to him. So I type in at Ronnie H. Show to see all the messages of well wishes and advice as Ron's out today. He's been going to the bathroom, crapped his pants and had to go back home. So he's not here. So I type it in and it's, you know, joke from Monty, a joke from Jimmy, everyone making fun of Ron. It's great stuff. And then a Charmin toilet paper advertisement just pops up. A promoted toilet paper advertisement. It's just crazy how they know everything. From the 913, should we now call spoons squirts? That's disgusting. From the 573, he needs more potassium. Spoons needs bananas. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. From the 913, guys, it's time to turn the radio off. I really appreciate the warning when Pete Sweeney's coming on. That's what that little sounder has turned into. The little entrance music that Serta, that you obviously play for Pete Sweeney. It's now serving as a tornado warning for people or some sort of a warning to turn off the radio and stop listening to Show and Vern. Man, I do not think that is what we want to do. What we want to do right now is give you a chance to win. So let's say caller number six, you win a four-pack of tickets to the Rivalry Renewed, second annual Rivalry Renewed at Silverstein Eye Center's arena on July 28th. Tickets on sale right now at SilversteinEyeCentersArena.com. Six caller, 913-576-7610. That's 913-576-7610. Tony Gonzalez, I know some of you are still angry at him because he acknowledged that he played for the Falcons. But Tony Gonzalez is more of a badass than I originally thought. Did you see Tony Gonzalez on TMZ? Tony Gonzalez is ambushed, per usual, TMZ, ambushed by a TMZ reporter who's grilling him about whether or not Rob Gronkowski is now the greatest tight end of all time. Here's what Tony Gonzalez had to say to TMZ.
Rob Gronkowski and you
what,
are the
what
two
do they say? Who's, what do they say?
I gotta hear this. Is there an argument that Rob is up there with you as being the greatest tight end of all time?
There's a great argument for that.
Really? Okay, what's your take on
it? Hey, we're both great. We're one of the GOATs. We're both the GOATs.
It's a tie.
Yeah.
Hey, sure. Are the Chiefs going to survive this Tyreek Hill situation?
They'll get through it.
Okay, all right.
And then he shuts the door on the dude's face. That's exactly how Tony Gonzalez should handle that. Now, the reason why I said, Tony's a little bit more of a badass than I thought Tony, who we all know is, you know, more of a media guy now. Tony, a guy that's always aware of his brand or his image, as he should be. Peerless or a pristine image that Tony Gonzalez has. I'll be honest. I was expecting when I saw the headline that Tony Gonzalez was asked if Gronk is now the GOAT. I honestly thought Tony Gonzalez would be like, yeah, yep, he's the greatest. You know, one of those super humble athletes, overly humble Hall of Famers. No, but I like to see that Michael Jordan in him, that Tom Brady in him, where I'm still the greatest. I still need people to acknowledge that I'm the best tight end of all time. If I'm not, that I'm tied for the greatest tight end of all time. Right? Being in the PC world that we are nowadays, it's all about massaging the shoulders of the younger generation or, you know, never really patting yourself on the back. But to me, to be as great as Tony Gonzalez was, you have to have an inflated ego. You have to consider yourself the greatest of all time. Like Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice is a guy that I could never imagine Jerry Rice acknowledging someone's better than him. Michael Jordan, I could never imagine him acknowledging someone else is better than him. And that's not an indictment on them. That's what it takes to be great, in my opinion. Truly great. Like the greatest of all time. That's the mindset I think you have to have. So I was glad that Tony's not willing to give up the throne as the greatest tight end of all time. Not willing to give it up just yet. Congratulations to Travis in Independence. You walk away with the 4-pack of tickets to Rivalry Renewed. Real quick, before we hand things off to Cody Tapp. Cody Tapp, Royals, Cardinals, day-night doubleheader. So Cody takes over at 11. First pitch at 12:15, and the second game will start at 6:45. C-Dot and Sean Levine will have the drive in between the games, time permitting. But you got two pregames, two postgames coming up. Cody Tapp takes over in just about 10 minutes. One Royals thing I did want to mention, and it goes back to a conversation that Ron and I had a few months ago. And it's centered around the young pitching that this Royals organization has. Now, it's not in the big leagues yet. But last night, their top pick, Brady Singer, who was like the Heisman Trophy Award winner in college baseball last season. Brady Singer could have been the number one pick last season, but financial reasons, he fell, and the Royals were able to pick him up. So last night, Brady Singer sets a new career high, 7 scoreless innings. 6 hits, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts, and the dude is not allowed to run in any of his last 15 innings. Man, you start diving into these young pitchers that they have down in A-ball. All 4 of their top 40 picks last year, right? Last year, the Royals spent all 4 of their top 40 picks on starting pitchers. College starting pitchers. Well, all of them now are in High A Wilmington. And the guy I just mentioned, Brady Singer, in 50 innings, has an ERA of 2.13. 49 strikeouts in 50 innings. The second pitcher that they took, Jackson Kowar, in 43 innings, has 44 strikeouts and a 2.7 ERA. The third pitcher that they took, Daniel Lynch, has 44 strikeouts in 47 innings with an ERA of 3.4. And the fourth pitcher that they took just got moved up, just got inserted into that rotation. And the conversation that Ron and I had was whether or not these kids, these pitchers, could match the kind of excitement that Eric Hosmer and Mike Moustakas brought. Now, I understand that you've won a World Series, so maybe the desperation will never be as high as it was in that 2011 season. You didn't look. Maybe you won't look to Singer, Lynch, Kowar, those young pitchers to save the franchise and bring them back to prominence because you have memories of them reaching the pinnacle of Major League Baseball. So maybe it's going to be slightly different. But I think that's it. I think it's only going to be slightly different if these kids continue to pitch like this. And you and I are sitting here in a year from now, after another tumultuous 2019, right, another 90 to 100 loss season. But as we open the 2020 campaign with Nicky Lopez and Adalberto Mondesi and Hunter Dozier, a healthy Salvador Perez, maybe Bubba Starling in center field, to go along with Whit Merrifield and Alex Gordon, I think there's going to be some buzz about that offense. Some buzz about that defense. Some buzz about that base running. And we'll now know that the one thing that's missing is the starting pitching. If you can get 2 of those kids to hit, 2 of those kids to make a debut in July of 2020, man, to me, that's going to be a big deal. To me, that's going to be something now that we are champion baseball fans in Kansas City. Now that we understand what it takes to win a World Series, right? An entire generation learned what it takes to win a World Series with that 2015 team. Because I don't know about you, but I already enjoy watching this top of the lineup, this defense, this base running. Man, if you can push a Brad Keller to a number four spot in the rotation, if you could push a Jacob Junis to the number five spot, I just have a feeling that we'll be sitting here May 22nd of 2020 counting down the, like some of you are counting down the days to Bubba Starling.
The money shot.
All right. Let's finish with the bang. The money shot brought to you by Broadway Deli, a mostly Jewish deli for a mostly not Jewish city. It's open in the Crossroads and it is the official deli of 610 Sports Radio. All right, maybe I'm off base on this, but the Whitney Houston hologram thing just makes me sad. I guess it's all being spearheaded by her sister-in-law, and they're trying to present it as if, well, we're bringing back Whitney Houston as a hologram because we're trying to repair her reputation, which was sullied at the end because of drug abuse and her untimely passing. Man, I think the music holds up on its own. You don't need to sully it. You don't need to gravy train off of the legacy of Whitney Houston. Yes, I have a passionate take about Whitney Houston. People forgot about Elvis Presley's drug abuse and his untimely death. The music will sustain. Man, don't do this to Whitney, guys. Please, God, I don't ask for much.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.